You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, August 6th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wolfong, graces us with his presence. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Beautiful day here in the Indianapolis suburbs, sending this gorgeous weather down I-70 through Dayton all the way to Columbus.
It has hit Dayton. This morning was gorgeous, about 70 and San Diego-like. We appreciate that. We also appreciate the fact that shortly after last week's show on Thursday, Steve Wolfong flipped a crystal ball for class of 2022 standout Desaun McCullough, a Kansas native. I had to look that up. The only other Kansas football player I was recently in knowledge of was Isaiah Simmons, and it seems like McCullough may resemble him. He has the holy trinity of offers, Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson, among others. Can you explain to us who this guy is, what you expect out of him, and why you flipped your crystal ball for the Buckeyes?
Well, you called Desaun McCullough a Kansas native. He's more a Kansas resident. Plays at Blue Valley North High in Overland Park, Kansas, and he plays there because his dad is the running backs coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, Dylan McCullough, who was previously the running backs coach at USC, and then where he did his best work was at Indiana, where he had a slew of NFL backs out of Indiana. And so now he's with the Chiefs, and he's a Super Bowl champ. And his son is a blue chipper. He's got a couple sons that are blue chippers. He's got a 2023 son, Day McCullough, who has a ton of offers as a corner. And then he has an older son who plays at Miami, Ohio, where his dad played. And I believe his dad is from the state of Ohio. So there is some Ohio in the blood, in the family blood. His dad was actually a terrific player at Miami, Ohio. But anyway, back to Desaun. He's your downhill, hard-hitting safety on film as a sophomore. Tested well on the camp circuit this summer. Yes, there was still a bit of a camp circuit. Big testing numbers for him at the UC Report camp. This is a young man that could grow into an outside backer and has a chance to be special with his athleticism and frame. Ohio State is clearly the team to beat. Al Washington is his best relationship. Al Washington is already the number one ranked recruiter early in the 2022 cycle in the 24/7 Sports Recruiter Rankings. And he's the lead guy on Desaun McCullough here. I think the next thing for Ohio State and Desaun McCullough is Ohio State watching him play a couple games this fall. I mean, when you're recruiting at the level that Ohio State's recruiting at, when you're taking kids out of state and out of region, you want to make sure that they are the absolute elite. And so when you're stacking them up against other guys on the board, watching some junior film before taking a young man, I think is a smart play when you're Ohio State. I think that if Desaun McCullough goes out there and has the type of early season that he's capable of, I would think that he'll be in Ohio State's class sometime here in the fall.
You mentioned that he plays safety and he's listed at 6'5", so the Simmons comparison comes up. Do you think that's apt?
In hindsight, 2020, Isaiah Simmons should have been a 5-star, right? And he wasn't. We are proud of our highest ranking of Isaiah Simmons, but we were kind of the tallest midget on that one. Because we didn't rank him as high as he should have. And the same ideology with Joe Burrow. We had Joe Burrow ranked higher than our peers, but again, wasn't ranked as a 5-star. So we all still sort of missed there, although we definitely saw the potential with both. And then they really blossomed with Desaun McCullough I'd like to see him play as a junior myself before I start like truly throwing out the Isaiah Simmons comp. I mean, Isaiah Simmons had some freak track and field numbers, and obviously was a terrific high school player. But Desaun McCullough, I mean, on film, you see him change direction. He definitely will come down and lay a lick on you. He's got a tremendous frame. He's proven to be a good athlete. He's a coach's kid. And so there's a lot to like about Desaun McCullough. And for Desaun McCullough, there's a lot that he likes about Ohio State.
Is there anyone else seriously in the mix?
Yeah, I know that they really like Brent Venables and Clemson. I believe they've mentioned Florida State and USC and some of those other programs. But this is Ohio State's to lose right now. You know, we'll see how things continue over the next. Can another school make a move? Y'all have followed recruiting for a long time. Current pulse changes quite a bit. But right now, I feel great about Ohio State. Other schools are going to continue to recruit him, and relationships could obviously develop at other places and make him more comfortable with those opportunities. But I think what he's seen and heard from Ohio State to date has them in the driver's seat.
Let's bring it to the class of 2021. Much of it is complete. One of the top players still out there is Monroeville, Pennsylvania, defensive back, safety, hybrid linebacker, who knows, Derek Davis Jr.
You can throw a running back, too.
This has been kind of a nebulous recruitment to me. I have no vibe on this kid. I know that we have seen Ohio State and Penn State listed as the leaders, but I don't really have a strong sense of his appeal for Ohio State and maybe even vice versa. You have the latest story on him. It came out yesterday. Can you bring us up to speed?
Well, Ohio State's always been near the top of his list, and so is Penn State. We've seen some other schools up there. Clemson has been a school that I've liked in this recruitment at times as well. I truly don't know where Derek Davis is going to land. Penn State started to trend again on the crystal ball. I don't think that that's like a slam dunk for the Nittany Lions as well. He was going to visit LSU on his own during this dead period, but just still walk around campus himself. He's done virtual visits with Georgia and LSU, but was going to go down to Baton Rouge and look at himself. I don't know if that's going to happen. He's always wanted to take his official visits. I think that, you know, talking to his dad yesterday, they realized that's probably not going to happen. So could that move up Derek's timeline for decision? That is definitely a possibility. I don't know what he's going to do. I think that Ohio State and Penn State are two schools that have as good a chance as anybody, but he's looking at a few others as well.
Isn't it fair to say that usually at this point you have a crystal ball vibe on a guy this far into his recruitment?
But there's other guys. Like, I don't have one in for Tywan Malone either. Heck, you know, I mean, I think that there's some times where I don't know. Like, I could make an educated guess and say, oh, I give a hair. But now that we have the new 24/7 Sports confidence meter in, I don't mind being lower than three if I have a pick already in and I need to lower it. I'm not coming out the gate with a three.
I got you.
Yeah. So I got to go at least a six to come out the gate and feel solid about it. And I just don't feel solid about where I think Derek Davis or Tywan Malone are going to go right now. With that, they both could commit tomorrow. That just means that I don't always have the exact intel. Sometimes I'm as much in the dark as anybody.
Steve does have a solid vibe on an Ohio State freshman, though, and we will talk about that after the break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We are back. 24/7 Sports know-it-alls were asked, name a freshman you expect to make a serious impact this season. Your choice was Ohio State wide receiver Jackson Smith-Njigba. Explain to the people why he was your choice.
Well, Jackson Smith-Njigba was the best high school football receiver in the country last year, and arguably one of the top four or five high school football players. I mean, he, as a senior, caught 104 passes for 2,094 yards and 35 touchdowns, had 39 total touchdowns. And if I'm a betting man, I think oftentimes pre-snap, a lot of people in the stadium knew where the ball was going. But you couldn't do anything about it because he was such an elite route runner, terrific hands, can win the one-on-one ball, can run the whole route tree, just so smooth, just a top-flight athlete too. He's not as athletic as Julian Fleming, but he's damn close. And if I remember correctly, he may have had a shade faster shuttle time than Julian Fleming. In fact, let's look that up while I continue to gush over Jackson. But anyway, the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Texas, you go down to the Army or the All-America Bowl in San Antonio, broadcasted on NBC every year. And he is one of the top two or three players in practice alongside the likes of Brian Brzee. I mean, he was that dominant. Julian Fleming had a 4.01 shuttle, which is off the charts. And Jackson Smith-Njigba, he had the 3.91, so it was even faster. So he's as quick as anybody. I think only Keandre Lambert, who signed with Penn State, had a better shuttle than Jackson Smith-Njigba. So just the way he can change direction and run routes and create separation is completely unique. And that's even more important than a 40 time, which he still ran at 4.59. Fleming was in that low 4.4 range. I think he is, if he's healthy, he's going to be one of Ohio State's best players from day one and could have even more of an impact than Garrett Wilson did, because Garrett Wilson kind of had to share the load with some upperclassmen. Jackson Smith-Njigba could come right in and be one of Ohio State's top three receivers out the gate.
Just showing that this is a guy who knows what he's talking about. All the reports we get from practice are that Jackson Smith-Njigba is as polished a freshman as they've seen. And I've had multiple sources tell me they expect him to get on the field first amongst an elite crop of freshman wide receivers. We appreciate Steve stopping by and dropping the knowledge. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
See you on the front row.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.